Temps are going to be warming up. Spring is here. We get one day of it this year. One day of spring before tomorrow it turns into summer. Yay. Joining us now at our studios, we have the Director of Library Services for the City of Northfield, Natalie Draper. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning, Jeff. Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you. Hold on.
Library love. Library love.
And Natalie Draper is with us. Forgot about that, but I have it handy, so I'll keep it handy at all times. Boy, it's springtime.
Yeah.
Today is, just a gorgeous day. We see you walking across the street every morning on your way to work, and I would imagine we were talking before we went on the air. Today's walk was a whole lot better than yesterday or the day before.
Well, we put the parka back in the basement. So one of the surest signs of spring.
And the other sure sign of spring is your visual aid today.
Visual aid today. Can you describe it for the folks at home, Jeff?
Well, it is made of leather. It fits over one's hand. You have a rather round type white red stitched object with it. It's like a... I'm trying to think of the TV show that does that. They filmed here in Northfield. Mysteries of the Museum. That's it. It's baseball. You got a baseball glove and a baseball with you.
I am ready for baseball season, and we're excited to announce that the library's summer reading theme this year, if you're ready for summer, as I said, it's coming tomorrow, that we are doing a baseball theme for summer reading.
Wonderful.
Which is going to be just really fun. It'll be our first really all ages summer reading program, so adults can participate too. Join in the challenge, model good reading habits for all ages, and just have a chance to have fun and win prizes and do some baseball silliness too. We're sponsoring the Dundas Dukes game on June 18th, so that will be reading day.
All right.
I believe the unicorn, the library's mascot, Sparkles the Unicorn, will be there to throw out the ceremonial first pitch.
Oh, man, I'm sure everybody with the Dundas Dukes are glad to have Sparkles. I know they've been lobbying for Sparkles to have a road trip to Dundas.
That's right. I know. Once we roll Sparkles out, there's a lot of demand. And the bookmobile will be there, and we'll be signing folks up for summer reading, too. So it'll be a good chance.
And what's the date on that?
That is June 18th. That's okay. It's actually also known as Father's Day, but we're going to call it Reading Day if that's okay with the dads.
All right. Yeah, get the dads reading.
That's right.
For my own personal interest, do you have like a section of baseball books that
we have baseball books?
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah, we've got some baseball
books.
Are they
in one place or are they spread out all over?
Well, usually with nonfiction, we do kind of categorize things by call number, but it depends too. If it's like, is it maybe a baseball biography of a baseball player, it might be with our biographies. So there's going to be a little, maybe it's the history of ballparks, it might be in different sections.
I'm going to have to go there and check that out.
But a librarian can help you locate exactly what kind of baseball book you're looking for.
Perfect. I might need some help if I do that. Let's talk about what's happening in April.
Ooh, a lot.
A lot of stuff going
Besides
on this month.
It finally feeling like spring and everybody is ready for baseball. We have a ton of programs coming up. We have some stuff. I have some kind of big announcements right at the top that I want to get everybody's attention on. We have applications out for summer pages. These are pages our kids who are in middle school now or entering middle school in the fall, so rising middle schoolers. They'll spend 5 hours a week for 8 weeks volunteering at the library, helping with library collection tasks, summer reading promotion, programming for the younger kids, meeting other library nerd kids, and more. This is a super fun growth experience for Northfield middle schoolers. We have lots of pages who kind of return year after year. And it's a sort of a great first job opportunity. It's volunteer, but it's a good kind of first chance for them to get a chance at work. They also use that experience to apply for scholarships from the Friends and Foundation of the Northfield Public Library later.
It sounds like a great program.
So the application's out now. Paper copies are available at the library, and there's a Google form on the website. It is due April 21st.
How many are you looking for? Is that open-ended?
I think, I'm going to say 12, but I don't have that in my notes. Okay. I think it's 12.
All right.
But they should just apply mm-hmm. and we'll sort that out.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
And I want to let folks know about a program that we have tomorrow that we're really excited about. Doing our part to take care of the environment. Many people are looking to reduce food waste in their homes, and they can learn about that tomorrow at 10:30 at the library. Emily Dressbach from the Minnesota Green Corps is working with Rice County. She'll be providing tips on reducing food waste at home, and it should be mm-hmm. a really engaging program.
All right. What time is that tomorrow?
That's at 10:30 tomorrow.
10:30 tomorrow mm-hmm. morning. All yeah. right.
Yep.
Natalie Draper, once again with us, our guest today from the Northfield Public Library, talking about some of the things they have going on, in particular in the month of April. What's going on in April?
What isn't going on in April? We are holding our first Dia de los Niños celebration. This is Children's Day.
Okay. If you would have given me a second, I would have figured that out.
Huh. Oh, you would have gotten that one. Dia de los Niños.
Niños.
Saturday, April 29th from 11 to 1. Also known as Dia de los Libros. What do you think? Libros.
Libros is liberty.
Books.
Books. Okay.
That's book day. Or simply call it Dia. This nationally recognized day originated in Mexico to acknowledge the importance of children in society and promote their well-being. It grew to include a celebration of children's literacy and a day to get great kids' books into all kids' hands. So Pamela Mercado Michelli, author of Daniela y Mateo Viajan a Puerto Rico, will do a bilingual reading of her picture book, followed by a short Q&A for kids. Music by Bori Ken will follow Michelli's appearance, as will crafts and the opportunity for kids pre-K through fifth grade to select a free book donated by the Friends and Foundation of the Northfield Public Library.
Oh, cool stuff.
Yeah, it's been a long-held dream of ours to hold a Dia celebration at the library.
Mm-hmm.
In the future, we intend to celebrate this annually at the Oasis when that opens.
What is the date on that again?
With the this program?
That's
April 29th.
Libertos.
What from 11 to 1. We'll just say Dia.
Just say Dia. Okay.
People know it as Dia.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So that's coming up more toward the end of the month, so mm-hmm. put it on your calendars, but it should be a really wonderful day celebrating youth and mm-hmm. literacy. And so I am going to take us to an all-ages arts activity
mm-hmm.
on Earth Day. So April 22nd at 10:30 to 3. So it's a kind of a drop-in pop-up workshop with the MnDOT Artist in Residence. Did you know that MnDOT had an artist in residence?
MnDOT?
Yeah.
The Department of Transportation?
That's right. It's a very cool program.
I was not aware of that, but
We can explore a lot of transportation issues through creative practice, I think. So
okay, good to know. Yeah. That brings us to the library.
She is going to come. Mm-hmm. Sarah Peterson's her name. She's going to be with us on Earth Day for a pop-up workshop. She wants to know more about from District 6. So she's coming to Northfield to represent District 6. She wants to find out how we get around Northfield. She's going to have people explore this by kind of a creative mapping exercise, and mm-hmm. then they'll have the chance to make their own safety swag. She's got some supplies for people to make their own kind of safety swag for, like, walking around.
The artist in residence of mm-hmm. MnDOT. That really sounds exciting. Like a plum gig.
Right?
If you're an artist, yeah, sure.
I think it would be really fun. Speaking of fun.
Yes.
Music. We love music. The Air Force Band of Mid-America's Midwest Winds.
All right. Where are they coming?
They are going to be here on April 11th. It's a Tuesday night, 6 o'clock in the atrium. This should be fantastic. A wonderful musical opportunity for the Northfield community. The Midwest Winds Woodwind Quintet is an ambassador of the Air Force Band of Mid-America, providing a highly professional performance to communicate esprit de corps and render honor to our airmen and country. Located at Scott Air Force Base, Illinois, this ensemble is committed to honoring veterans and active duty military members across the 10-state region in the Midwest.
That's a five-piece woodwind.
Yeah.
Band. Okay. I was thinking that if you get the whole Air Force band here,
not
they're
the
just
going to
blow the roof right off the atrium.
It would be something, though, wouldn't it?
But the woodwinds won't do that, but they'll fill up that space with some beautiful music, though.
Yeah, you'll be able to hear it all over the library. It'll be wonderful. And having grown up on Air Force bases, I'm especially looking forward to this.
Well, I did as well. Did so.
We'll have to talk
An
about
Air Force
that.
Town, anyway.
Uh-huh.
All right. Any other activities or programs you got going on?
Sure do. We have a lecture coming up on the 20th at 6:30, Industrial Hemp with Professor Tom Michaels from the U. Tom Michaels is a professor in the Department of Horticultural Science there. His research projects focus on plant breeding and genetics of horticulture and specialty crops. And he'll be talking about... during his 40-year career, he's released 25 new crop varieties, mostly dry edible beans, and is currently working towards the release of new industrial hemp, sweet sorghum, lettuce, and dry bean varieties. This is an agricultural area. It should be really fascinating. This is the 20th of April at 6:30 in the Bunday Room.
You know, sorghum. You don't hear too much talk about sorghum these days. You go down into the southern states and...
A lot more
sorghum,
like the molasses
down there. Yeah, yeah. So I don't know if we just don't eat sorghum like we used to or what. But it sounds like an interesting topic.
Mm-hmm. And I think I'm probably getting close out of time, but I just want to make note of a couple of library closings. The 9th for Easter and the 14th for Staff Development Day, we will be closed.
Mm-hmm.
One is Sunday and one is a Friday.
All right. Is that it? Is that everything?
I think so.
And of course, you always have books.
Of course.
And,
we've got some books.
And baseball for summer reading.
Yes.
Gotta love that.
Oh, yes. Rocky Casillas. I meant to mention that. Mm-hmm. Rocky Casillas did the artwork for us for summer reading. So we have a really fun fold out game board that's a baseball field. And he did the illustrations of all the characters.
Oh, fun.
So you can see, you can collect buttons as you go through your challenges. And we've got some other fun surprises for people on the way, but shout out to Rocky Casillas for the artwork.
Absolutely. He does a wonderful job, very inventive and
so fun.
Yeah, and very hands-on in this case.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it, Natalie, and we'll see you again next month.
Thanks, Jeff.
Have a great month of April.
You too.
Natalie Draper from the Northfield Public Library.
Library Love.
Hello, Northfield.